At last night's second town hall meeting to answer the public's queries about the coronavirus vaccines, there were some questions from the floor. Some of them came from Valerie Suzette Jean-Marie, a Bajan by descent and founder of the Barbados Independent Complaints Register. She challenged government's assertion that there were only three adverse reactions that could potentially be connected to COVID vaccines in Barbados out of 182,000 doses.
So maybe you and I will have a discussion as to the true and the figure as to people who have actually had adverse reactions, because they come to my desk. Okay, many people are actually afraid to speak out. Okay, so if you say it's three, I will accept three, but my figures show slightly different. 1,000 people had some kind of reaction to the... Help me with the figures that you're giving, please.
There were 442 submissions, which were reviewed by the committee, and three of them were identified as being moderately severe and being potentially connected to the vaccination.
Okay, thank you very much for clarifying that for me. I would like to ask you another question pertaining to that. Where would the public find those figures?
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kenneth George said the information has been shared at press briefings.
It's called the Adverse Events Following Immunization Committee. I'm a member of that committee. It has been published in the paper where persons can go to that website and document any reaction. We want the public to not only come for what they describe as major disease. If you want to report that you had swelling in your arm, we take that seriously. If you want to report that you had a fever, nausea, or feeling unwell after the vaccine, what I will tell you is many of the minor symptoms that occur with respect to vaccinations are occurring because your immune system is being primed.
Ms. Jean-Marie got in a final question. She asked whether anyone has died from taking the vaccine in Barbados.
What I will tell you, we are investigating one or two deaths. It is a process that is going on. We have to gather the evidence. Not because a person has had a bad outcome following a vaccination. There is a process that we have to follow. It involves multiple steps, and only after we go through that rigorous process can we make the link.
Dr. Kenneth George. But there was an impassioned plea from the floor from Natalie Graves.
So we have studies that have been done using large numbers of persons across multiple geographic areas with many genetic pools, coming up with sound and biased conclusions that there is safety with the use of the vaccine. Now, we have individual rights to whether believe that or not, but we have to make sure that when we are saying things, that we are saying things based on fact. So I challenge anybody listening to me right now to go to Google, put in these words, COVID, vaccine, transmission, reduction. And then look for something called a systematic review, which is the highest quality of scientific evidence. Even what we are doing here, as much as passionate as we may sound, or how we may hold our cell phones in our hands and say things that you could go to Snopes.com and find out that they are a myth, you cannot take what a panel says. You cannot take what one single case study says. You have to go to the highest level of academic science, which speaks to systematic reviews, which is pooling of all of the available evidence on a particular topic. And then you take that systematic review, and if there are many similarities between them, you come up with something called a meta-analysis. And I'm saying this because primary school was free, secondary school was free, tertiary education was free, PhD was free because of this government. And this in terms of our system of government. And we can look this stuff up.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Mask?
Check.
Sanitizer?
Check.
Mom? Dad, what are you doing?
We're going to pay our Sagicor policy.
Dad, haven't you heard? Sagicor customers can pay their policies wherever, whenever with their MasterCard or Visa debit or credit card. It's all over IG.
Thanks, sweetie. You saved us a trip. Now, back to your online class.
Me and my big mouth.
Pay wherever, whenever with the Sagicor Go app, client portal, or online at sagicor.com. Sign up today. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.